He's back on solid ground. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, after setting a record in space.
The Soyuz MS-19 begins the journey home.
That was on NASA TV when an American astronaut left the International Space Station overnight. Fox's Evan Brown has a live update.
Yeah, Dave, NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei spent a record-setting 355 days aboard the International Space Station, and now he's back home, or closer than he has been. He's in Kazakhstan, but he will soon get on a helicopter.
Where the crew ultimately will split up. Several hours from now, Mark Vandehei boarding a NASA jet to return to Houston.
NASA TV commentator Rob Navius. Vandehei did fly to Earth aboard a Russian Soyuz along with two cosmonauts, as was planned. And despite some recent Russian rhetoric that Russia would cease cooperating with the U.S. in space, Dave.
Having us now 4 million Ukrainians who fled the war in their country, most of them now refugees in Poland on day 35 of Russia's invasion.
The situation has not become easier. The scale of the challenges has not diminished.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, and while one of his advisors says Russia has redeployed some forces near the capital to other areas, there was intense shelling around Kyiv again today. The number of COVID cases in the U.S. has now topped 80 million total in the Johns Hopkins tracker. The CDC has authorized a second COVID vaccine booster shot for Americans 50 and older and those with compromised immune systems 4 months after their last dose. This hours after approval from the FDA, where Dr. Peter Marks says everyone may need one later.
There may be a need for people to get an additional booster in the fall.
And as far as a federal judge, he's come out and barred the U.S. Navy from disciplining or discharging sailors who refuse to get jabbed.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs argue the Navy granted hundreds of administrative and medical exemptions, but no religious exemptions for active duty and reserve service members. More than 99% of the Navy's active duty force has been vaccinated against COVID-19.
That's Steve Rappaport. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Most Americans are unmasked these days following a revised CDC guidance that we don't need to wear them in most indoor settings after COVID cases declined from the record Omicron wave. There is a move to unmask us now on planes and trains and buses, too.
21 states are suing federal health agencies over the ongoing requirement for face coverings to be worn on airplanes and other public transportation.
The CDC and the federal government and the Biden administration never had the power to issue this order originally.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the mandate is frustrating travelers and contributing to unruly passengers. That mask mandate for transportation was extended until at least April 18th. This lawsuit is aimed at immediately halting the CDC's travel mask rule. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden has signed a law making lynching a federal hate crime.
The same racial hatred that drove the mob to hang a noose brought that mob carrying torches out of the fields of Charlottesville.
It's named for Emmett Till, a black Mississippi teenager abducted, beaten, and killed 57 years ago, accused of flirting with a white girl. In California, a task force on reparations for African Americans has voted to limit the compensation to descendants of black people who were in the U.S. in the 19th century. Also in California, an infamous member of Charles Manson's cult has been denied parole.
Leslie Van Houten was a few days shy of her 20th birthday when in August of 1969, she and other members of the Manson family killed L.A. grocer Lino LaBianca and his wife a day after actress Sharon Tate and four other people were murdered. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has once again blocked her parole, saying Van Houten remains a danger to society. Van Houten is now 72. She's been in prison more than 50 years. This is the fifth time a parole board has recommended her release, only to be overturned, twice by former Governor Jerry Brown, and now
that's Jack Callahan. I'm Dave Anthony Fox.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.